judicial inquiry has opened into the Orkney child abuse affair, in which 9 children were taken from their parents after allegations of satanic ritual abuse. All were later returned to their homes by the authorities, and the charges were dismissed as fundamentally flawed.
Turn the lights down, the party just got wilder. It's a confusing situation. To review very quickly, fairly early on in the evening, we believe, and most other people believe at the time, I know of nobody who didn't believe it,
that people do worship Satan as the most powerful god.
Based on data that turns out to be suspect, computer and data problem. So some bad data came, big trouble down there with data and computers. To err is to human. The human, to really foul up, requires a computer, and that's what's happened with
SRA.
Now, if you're disgusted with us, frankly, I don't blame you. But we now know.
Satanic ritual abuse doesn't exist.
I want to say that again.
There is no such thing as satanic ritual abuse.
Well, let me pause and say, folks.
Satanic ritual abuse doesn't exist.
I want to say that again.
There is no such thing as satanic ritual abuse.
Well, let me pause and say, folks.
When I first heard about what has come to be called satanic ritual abuse, I was inclined to believe that it was going on. And the reason for that is I had been dealing with the extreme aspects of violent, evil, criminal behavior for a long time. And I had no problem with the idea that people can be exceptionally cruel and vicious. But as time went on and the cases continued to come in, more and more cases, you were simply never able to find any real evidence, any real corroboration. I'm not aware of one single documented case in the United States and in other countries as well that I've consulted on. And I've consulted on several hundred of them.
Could it be Satan?
How can you respond to people who take that kind of thing seriously? These folks have left their common sense at the door.
There was once a time when I naively believed that if you presented a certain amount of common sense and logic to these people, you could change their mind. And what I discovered is there's nothing you can say, there's no amount of common sense and logic or investigation that you can use. No matter what you come up with, they have an alternative explanation that is consistent with their belief in this conspiracy. And I got to the point after being involved in dozens of these cases that I said to myself, what's happening here? Either I'm dealing with the most sophisticated crime conspiracy that I've ever seen in my professional life, or there are some alternative explanations for what's going on here.
Leading psychologists believe they have the alternative explanations for satanic memories.
Frankly, I have never yet seen anyone who claims to be a multiple personality who hasn't been in the hands of a therapist for some time. Multiple personalities are created or brought into being or reinforced or shaped by therapists who are looking for them. I know from experience, many years' experience as a therapist, I can get a patient to believe anything. I have tremendous power with patients.
They take over people's minds in a vast way, which is very difficult to understand until you actually work with a number of people who have experienced this. There's something called mind control, where they take over people completely.
The therapists are the ones who selectively reinforce these beliefs. And by reinforcing, the therapist, in my opinion, sort of strengthens the crutch, strengthens the escapes, strengthens the avoidance. And that person is not being taught how to face reality with courage, but how to escape from reality by some fairy tale belief.
Sometimes it gets very confusing as to which the illusion is, and who is actually messing with my brain.
In spite of the lack of any physical evidence, the story of a secret satanic conspiracy continues to be popularized by newspapers, magazines, films, and books. Thousands of lives in England, the United States, Holland, Canada, New Zealand, torn apart as the notion of an international satanic conspiracy has come to influence more and more people with power. Police, bureaucrats, social workers, and now, ministers of the church. The Morning Star Testimony Church. When Doug Riggs, the pastor, read about satanic abuse, the lives of these people were changed forever.
we have abused people, putting snake pits. We've done the most horrible things in the name of religion. The idea that an evil spirit needs an alternate personality to give expression to itself is, in my opinion, theologically nonsense. Christian therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists need to be more outspoken in our concerns about the abuse that is being offered in the name of Christ as forms of counseling and therapy.
It's a program that destroys rather than heals. I have not seen anyone who has been helped nor healed by this counseling.
There is no such thing as SRA. SRA doesn't exist. There is no such thing as SRA. SRA doesn't exist.
Time to change the armor or I'll pull you off.
Is it Satan, the tormented son, that drives a woman through the agonies of hell? Was it Satan who forced a young man to stab his lover 39 times? Is it Satan that sets sister against sister and tears a family apart? Who breaks the bonds between a loving daughter and her parents? Who wrecks marriages, drives men and women to starvation, alcohol, and despair? But if there is no Satan, then we have invented him. And all this pain and havoc can only come from some dark place inside ourselves.